This is Resonance FM 104.4 MHz, and you're listening to Vermilion Sounds, the environmental sound, field recording and acoustic ecology program, put together by Isabel Clouter and Peter Cusack. I'm Peter Cusack. Today's program is devoted to the soundscape of Istanbul, which is a fantastic city for sound, as well as wonderful for almost everything else. I went there last September, and all the recordings tonight are from that time, starting underground. That's the sound inside the Yerebatan Saray in Istanbul. It was built 1500 years ago and is part of the water system, still very much standing. It's an underground cavernous place, the roof held up by 300 or more columns. And of course these days it's been made into a tourist attraction with pretty lights and walkways through all the columns. There's still a meter or so water covering the floor, and you can hear constant drips into it from the ceiling. They also play music, which because of the immense and wonderful reverb gets swamped and swirled around inside and mixed up with all the people sounds. While I was there, they played Western classical music, the Four Seasons, and a little bit of Turkish.
Thank you.
The sound inside the Yerebatan Saray in Istanbul, a huge water system dating back to Byzantine times. There are quite a few ancient cisterns in Istanbul, not all of which are now tourist attractions. Another one I went in was exactly the opposite. It was fairly dirty. There was a rickety old staircase down to a concrete platform about 3 feet above the flooded floor, but the sound was still fantastic. This time with no music, I clapped my hands in order to get the reverberation, which shows the size of the place. There was one light bulb illuminating this much darker, gloomier place, and you can hear the hum, which is the lighting hum. Whilst I was down there, the caretaker took it upon himself to close the place and turn the light off. So my shout is letting him know that I'm still there, and fortunately he turns the light back on, as you can hear with the hum, shortly afterwards.
Amen.
The sound from the Seraphia Sarnissi, one of the ancient underwater cisterns, or large storage places for water, built 1500 years ago in Istanbul. Above ground now. Before I came, I had expectations, one of which was that Istanbul would be extremely noisy, meaning the traffic would be very loud. In fact, this is not the case, or not nearly as much the case as in London, with the consequence that particularly in the older parts of Istanbul, you hear far more people noise, kids playing in the street, people sitting around chatting, having conversations. And here's something which is really typical. It's eavesdropping just outside an open-air cafe, where men are playing backgammon.
Geçtin oraya.
Anlamıyorsun. Bunu da ama oradan da kaçmaları olacaksın öyle değil mi? Ya hoş bir şey. Kesin işte. Bunun artı da kesin. Ben istedim barınmasın o.
The clicking of backgammon. And here's another very typical atmosphere, just quiet, hardly anything going on. It's just recorded from the hotel window around 7 o'clock in the evening, just as it's getting dark. From a quietish atmosphere to a much busier one. This is a recording from the narrow streets quite close to the Grand Bazaar, full of shops, people and stalls. It's actually recorded outside a shop which sells nothing but highly coloured plastic goods of all descriptions, really spectacular looking.
Dedim ki lan ben çiçek istemiyorum takım birinci kartı. İkinci kartı istiyorum lan.
Aletler sıfır da bir değil mi? Allah silahı bunu da ilk bunu
doğru. Abi abi işte.
Çeviri ve Altyazı M.K.
Istanbul owes its historical importance, and indeed its current day importance, to its geographical position. It is situated at one end of the Bosphorus, that very narrow strip of water which joins the Black Sea to the Sea of Marmara to the Mediterranean. Ships from all of the Black Sea states, including Russia, Ukraine, Bulgaria, Georgia, all of them have to sail through the Bosphorus if they are to get out into the wider oceans. One of the most enjoyable things to do in Istanbul is to take a ferry boat, it's a normal ferry boat that people use as a sort of bus, right up the Bosphorus. When you get to the other end, you reach a village called Anadolu Kavagi, which is fairly small, but you get off and walk around for a few hours before taking the ferry back again. There are fish restaurants, but better, there's a castle which you can walk up a steep hill to reach, and from the top you get wonderful views of the Bosphorus and all the shipping passing through, plus in the other direction you overlook the Black Sea itself. I went there on a pretty sultry, thundery day, and before getting to the castle stopped about halfway up the hill to make this recording. Village of Anadulu Kavagi, Kids and Thunder, overlooking the Black Sea end of the Bosphorus. When you reach the top of the hill, there's a castle, a complete ruin these days, but the views are great. And there's plenty of other people as well, tourists and local Turkish, mostly kids. Cows, three of them have bells. And the kids are quite intrigued to know what I'm doing there with my various bits of equipment. Of course, we can't understand a word each other says.
Hello.
Hello.
Çok ses çıkıyor.
I make a recording.
Volume.
Hayvanlarla anlaşıyor. Lan ne süper bir şey.
Hatta de Zekeriya ondan bir şey çıkar. Yürü. Yürü diyorum sana ki. Şu kızı tavlayamadık beceriksiz.
Ya. Yeah. He bak.
Also from the castle, the call to prayer could be heard from the several mosques in the village below.
Thank you.
The distant calls to prayer from the castle above the village of Anadolu Kavagi, just outside Istanbul. To an outsider, the most noticeable and spectacular difference in the soundscape are, of course, the daily calls to prayer. And Istanbul has many mosques, so you can either get this multiphonic with many going at once, or it can be totally ear-shattering if you happen to be very close to one. This is a recording made while eating in an upstairs open-air terrace restaurant overlooking the Blue Mosque.
Thank you.
Call to Prayer from the Blue Mosque in Istanbul. You're listening to Resonance FM 104.4, and this is A Vermilion Sounds, the Field Recording, Acoustic Ecology and Environmental Sounds programme with Peter Cusack. Tonight's programme is devoted to the soundscape of Istanbul, and we're on to mosques. I spent a lot of time in and around mosques in Istanbul and found that many things go on, not necessarily in the mosque, but in the courtyards around it. In this one, there was a table tennis match. Rain pretty heavily in Istanbul, so mosque courtyards are regularly a place for shelter. In this one, I was doing just that and was approached by a 15-year-old boy who told me that he had learnt English in order to talk to tourists about Islam, which he proceeded to do. We had an extremely long conversation, which covered many things, not just Islam. And I ended up speaking to him about football, which is the universal topic of conversation, the Spice Girls, and plenty else.
Are there many artists in London?
Artists?
Yes.
Yes, many.
Many.
London is very busy with art and music.
Music.
And
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, well, Michael Jackson is American. In London, we have
Cher. I know. I had learned in my lesson each one.
You know about the Spice Girls? You heard about the Spice Girls? It's a very famous English. I don't know. There are as many groups in England. Spice Girls are very famous. They sing. Spice Girls.
Spice Girls.
You know David Beckham?
Yes.
And his wife Victoria Beckham.
Yes.
She is one of the Spice Girls. She sings.
I don't know.
So you've never heard of Posh Spice? Oh, well, good for you.
Usually I know the players. Like Hesky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, we have good players.
Galatasaray had beaten the Leeds United.
Yeah, twice. But not Manchester United. Are you a Galatasaray supporter?
Yes.
Ah, so good. Well.
I have watched much in television.
Yeah, yeah. Do you go to the football?
Yes.
The football when they play in the stadium? Do you go to the stadium?
Yeah. No. Stadium is very further. Right. But Turkey people are very rude in stadium people.
All right. So there's fighting.
Guns.
Oh yeah, guns. That's not so good.
Yes. But England isn't like that.
No, no. Well, sometimes there is fighting, but mostly it's okay.
In Istanbul, every match fights. It's fighting.
Right.
There is a fighting.
Right.
Every match.
Yeah.
That's why I don't want to go. To go study,
no, sure.
But I watch television
sure.
And
you want me to be a Muslim? Why? Tell me why.
Because the Islam religion is very nice.
Yeah?
It's very nice.
Right.
I want to give you the book.
No, I don't want to take the book.
Why?
Because I think it would be wasted. I am too old now to become religious.
Then you...
It will not happen.
Oh,
give it to somebody...
Read and throw.
Well, you give it to somebody who would appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah? I think you would waste that book with me.
Okay.
All right, so I...
The book is free.
No, it's okay, don't worry.
Two transport recordings next. The first is from the ferries. The ferries are very important in Istanbul. They carry many people across the Bosphorus and all the other bits of water that there are. There are big ones and small ones. The driving of the smaller ones seems pretty spectacular to me. They rush up to the quayside. And exactly the right moment, the captain cuts the engine and they come to rest fairly gently, bow on against the side, and then people leap off. And in order to make the impact less, there are old rubber tyres, both on the front of the boat and on the quayside. So this is a recording of the impact, rubber upon rubber. And towards the end, you hear the sounds of all the hawkers who are there selling stuff to the passengers getting off.
Nasıl yakalayın? Bir alacağım kalacağız. Bir de
The ferries. Istanbul also has an underground railway, albeit a very small one. In fact, it only has two stations and the train shuttles from one to another. A journey takes only about 3 or 4 minutes. But the sounds of coming in, paying the money in the machines and going through the turnstiles are rather nice. The Istanbul Metro. One of the nicest things to do in Istanbul, in fact in Turkey and the Caucasus areas in general, is to sit in a tea garden and obviously drink some tea and generally relax. I found a very nice one quite close to where I was staying, where they had live music. I used to go there every night about 10 o'clock and drink a lot of tea, sometimes read a book and listen to the music. And for the last 10 minutes of Vermilion Sounds, I just play a recording made at that tea garden. It's mostly music that you hear. There is a very quiet shushing sound from a fountain nearby and occasional people, but the music is very clear. It's Turkish classical music played on the kanun, and that's a zither-like instrument which is hit with hammers, and the person playing that is also the singer, and there's a dabuka, a drummer, with him.
Hani ben dedim yedim, hani ben dedim yedim. aşk değil ilahiymiş, acırım neden olan o güzel yıllara. Demek ki senin için aşk değil yalanıymış, acırım neden olan o güzel yıllara. Sevgilim nerede? umar. Çağır bunu bu derde, İstanbul sokakları. Bunu benden siz aldınız, onu benden siz çaldınız. Şimdi yalnız bıraktınız İstanbul sokakları, İstanbul sokakları.
Efendim bir isteğimiz var. İstek parçamızla programımıza devam ediyoruz.